Good morning, everybody. It's Luke here from Knowledge Solutions. That's at Luke Grange on Twitter. This morning, I just replied to a Twitter question on LinkedIn, and I know that not everybody's part of the same groups as I am, so I thought I'd just share it on a boo. The question was, is Twitter our Studio 54? And basically underneath, they just say, from the gate crashing of the 70s to the crowdsourcing of the 2009s, have we come such a long way? Is Twitter a fad that will go away just the same way the glitter ball did? Well, it's by a guy called Ron, and I just said, interesting question, Ron, and one which evokes a tweet stream of nostalgia. Understand the correlation between that Twitter is aligned with Studio 54 and microblogging with theatre. I truly believe that we are focusing too much on the value of the tools and not enough on the wonderful concept of microblogging and what this really offers us. Sure, technology tools fall in and out of vogue, but theatre, the experience, will never die. We have discovered something far more real which won't be going away for a while and which reduces our email inbox, and that is microblogging. Mark Twain probably said it best in a note attached to a letter to a colleague that read, "Sorry about the long letter, I didn't have time to write a shorter one." This is the actual breakthrough. We have realized that the constraints of 140 characters still allow us to convey the message if we put some thought into it, while saving everyone time in the long run. Thanks for listening this morning, and have a good day.